left Dejagore to its misery. We took the Nuengbao survivors with us. Excepting a few men, who kept watch from lookouts, accessible only from inside, we withdrew into the deepest, most hidden parts of the warrens, behind booby traps and secret doors and a web of confusion spells scattered by Goblin and One Eye, who left only the occasional flicker of a doppelganger to mark our passing. I started out sharing my quarters with 8 guests. After just a few hours, I told Uncle Doge, "Let's you and me take a walk." With all those Nuengbao down there, the air was stuffy and getting riper fast. Light was provided by candles, so scattered you could get lost trekking from one to the next. Uncle Doge was close to being spooked. "I hate it too," I told him. "It keeps me riding the edge of a scream. But we'll manage. We lived this way for years once."
"No one can live like this. Not for long."
"The company did, though. It was a terrible place. It was called the Plain of Fear with good reason. It was filled with weird creatures, and every one of them would kill you in a blink. We were hunted constantly by armies led by wizards way worse than Shadow Spinner. But we gutted it out, and we came through it. Right here in these tunnels, you have 5 survivors who can tell you about it." The light was too bad to read him, though that was difficult in broad daylight. I told him, "I'm going to go crazy if all of you stay with me. I need room. Nobody can get around without stepping on somebody right now."
"I understand, but I do not know how to help."
"We have empty rooms. Taide and his baby can have one. You could. Sara could share one with her mother." He smiled.
"You are open and honest, but pay too little attention to Nuengbao ways. Many things happened the night you helped Taide rescue this family."
I snorted. "Some rescue."
"You saved all who could be saved."
"What a good boy am I."
"You had neither an obligation nor any cause of honor."
In actuality, he used honor and obligation in lieu of Nuengbao concepts of similar but not identical meaning, which include overtones of free will participation in a divine machination. I did what seemed like the right thing.
"Indeed. Without any appeal or obligation, which caused your current predicament."
I must be missing something.
"Because you're not Nuengbao. Taide will not leave you now. He is the oldest male. He owes you 6 lives. His baby will not leave him. Sara will not leave because she must remain under her brother's protection until she marries. And as you can see, she may be a while getting through the horror. In this city, upon this pilgrimage, she never wanted to make, she has lost everything."